This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Oh no, I don't know if we can start like
that. No, we're not.
Not on Stephanie's birthday. Oh, I'm keeping that in.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, are you kidding me? Oh my God, we added a little pink.
A little.
God, I know.
I wish I had these drapes when we were doing the Gaga episode because I would have worn this as my dress.
Isn't that the gag? No, I know. Literally.
Funny.
You know what it was and what kind of inspired. Well, hi, guys.
Hi. Welcome back.
How you doing? Welcome back to a brand new episode of Beautiful and Bothered. What inspired it? I came across a video of our second set and I was like, wow, it was so pink and so lovely. I want to bring more pink into things. Mm-hmm. So we got a little table finally.
Yes. Oh, my God.
To hold my buckets of wine.
And my buckets of water.
Yeah. So today, we are recapping the 2024 Academy Awards.
What?
Academy Awards.
Academy Awards? I thought we were doing the Oscars.
Guys, read him to filth. Read him, tear him from here.
That's the same thing.
Up the back.
Yeah, no.
And down to the mouth.
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. I like to thank the Academy.
Yeah, yes.
Got it.
Yes.
Yeah, I was like, what?
Yeah, I don't know. It's so interesting that they call them
Why do they call them the Oscars? Where did they get that from? Who was Oscar?
So,
did he die?
So as far as I know, it's the Academy Awards and the statue is an Oscar. Like you
Who's
win
Oscar?
An Oscar. I don't know.
Oscar? Who's Oscar?
The Grouch. I don't know.
Oscar. Could you imagine?
Yeah, yeah, it's... In a trash can? Yeah. No, I don't know. Yeah, literally, yeah. I don't know why they did that. Like, I don't know why they call it the Oscars.
When it's the Academy Awards.
It is the Academy Awards,
yeah,
but the statue is called the Oscars.
Wait, yeah.
I know, okay. Who knows. So we are recapping looks, a little makeup police from the Academy Awards, but very quickly, I feel like we have some little points to hit.
Okay.
So Ariana Grande's album came out. We both kind of have the same opinion on it. I was saying I feel like it's one of those things that's going to grow on me the more I listen to it.
Because
it is sleepy.
It's very emotional.
Yes.
And if you're trying to tell me that, like, this man is mine or whatever, this man is my man, this man is your man, from California to New York Island.
To Bikini Bottom. Yeah. I was kind of waiting for you to do it. Yeah.
Honestly, yeah,
thanks
like you're
setup.
Saying this is my man. Like,
yeah.
Bitch, you can keep him because he's
I
ugly.
I know, girl. The amount of people on TikTok that are like dancing to it and they're like dancing to it in the text overlays until you remember who the man is. Like,
yeah, like, I don't know, girl. Who's trying to take him?
I know.
Oh, he was married.
Yeah.
I forgot about that whole
thing.
Anyway.
When they started dating.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
And
there's
she just
about
had a baby.
Her. Yeah. The whole album, I just really don't...
I don't mind it.
I'm confused by the direction.
Especially after Yes And.
Yes And.
Yeah.
And this is where I said it to you the other day. I feel like this is her Joanne album.
She perfect illusioned us.
Yeah, because you're giving us the bop, the Vogue,
yes.
You know, love that.
Yeah.
I was like, ooh, this is going to be cool. This is going to be like her Vogue era, if
totally.
You will.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, because I wasn't expecting this.
I know.
I popped on that album and I said,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. 99.
And
yeah.
I think I left here and was driving. I had about like 45 minute drive. So I said, perfect time to listen to it.
Yeah.
And I put it on and I said,
fell asleep at the wheel.
Oh.
Yeah. No, what is that? I'm being silly. I don't think it's sleepy, but it's a sadder album.
It's very emotional. And it's her Joanne album.
Totally. Some songs are really growing on me. The one with the music video, We Can't Be Friends.
Yes. That one is gaining I'm going to say that song is gaining popularity. I don't know about the whole album, but
I'm also going to say that song is gaining popularity because it sounds like Dancing on My Own by Robin. So that was, you know, that's that. But the other songs, I just feel like I have to really, you have to be in the headspace to listen to that slowness.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it'll grow on me.
And
like, I feel like
it's
after
an emotional
couple,
album. But yeah, like I'll give it time. But again, It's not that I don't like it. It's just not what I was expecting, especially because the lead single is a very dancey track. So
yes.
But yeah. It's okay. I like it.
Okay. The story you've wanted to tell on this podcast for 4 weeks and continue to forget to, what happened to you at Ulta?
So I'm going to say, and I want to preface this too, because the nature of everything was a little
That person odd. Doesn't listen to the pod.
No.
Okay. So yeah.
And I'm going to preface this that it was very uncomfortable, but I'm not, and I'll just get right into this. So mm-hmm. I was in an Ulta, as you know, I freelance for a brand. So I go into Ultas, I go into Sephora's where even some of you have seen me. So hello.
Which also, this is your first live evidence that my Sephora skits are based on reality. Yeah. This is what happened to us all the time.
Yeah. And I'm walking by, I'm in an Ulta, and I'm walking by to go get something. Mm-hmm. And I see this person looking kind of confused in one of the aisles. Now, mind you, I didn't work for this brand that day.
Yeah.
I just happened to see somebody, a confused person in a store that I'm like helping out at, essentially. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, let me make sure if she needs help, let me ask.
Yeah.
So she's by a makeup brand, like the drugstore makeup. Yeah. And I like pop in the aisle. I'm like, hi, do you have a question? And she
did
was
you have
like,
a full beat on?
I did.
Okay.
I had a full beat on. I had my pink denim jacket on and black jeans, black shirt, you know, very like.
Breasts out.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
We'll get there. And I go up to her and I was like, do you have a question? And she kind of looks at me with like this like mild face. And she was like, yeah, I'm just like, I don't know. I'm lost. I'm like, okay. Looking for green eyeliner. And I was like, okay, well, that NYX has a few options. I said, let's check them out.
She's overwhelmed by the amount of choices and it's your fault.
And it's my fault. And then she's looking, she goes, oh, too blue, too blue. And then looks up from the eyeliners in the eye and goes, unprovoked.
Unprovoked!
It's really great that they would hire someone like you. And I cocked my head back a little bit and I said, what does that mean? Yeah. And I said, A, I don't work here.
Yes.
I said, B, I'm one of the brand ambassadors. And C, what does that mean?
Yeah.
And do you need help?
Yeah.
And then she goes, well, you know, someone like you, I have a trans son, daughter. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, that's amazing. I was like, you sound confused about that. And like rolled her eyes when she like corrected herself and was like, so when did you get like top surgery? And I said, what are you talking about? She's like, well, you just like look so much like a man. So she's like, when did you like transition to become a man? I said, because I had facial hair like fully, like now, like I'm like, girl, I need to shave.
Yeah.
But like I had enough facial hair where she was like, yeah, like when did you get top surgery? Like she went like this, like clean off. And then she's like, did you get bottom surgery too at the same time? And I was like, what? And I'm looking around as if I'm being punked and if someone heard it. Because I then was just like,
I know.
No, I'm like, I identify as a gay male.
Yeah.
I was born a man, am a man, and I identify as a gay man. Like, yeah. I'm gay.
Yeah.
Do you need help with the green eyeliners?
Yeah.
And I switched it back. I was like, so do you need help with the green eyeliner? She goes, yeah, like, I don't know. My daughter would be just so mad at me right now if I was asking you these questions. And I was like, well, it's a little personal.
It's a little inappropriate.
Do you need help with eyeliner?
Oh my God.
And then kept going on. And I was like, I guess this person needed somebody to talk to, but the approach was just so inappropriate.
Yeah.
I was like, because it's not that it offended me that she thought I was trans. It's more so
the way
fact
she
that
asked.
You asked me.
Exactly.
You approach it in such a way where I'm like, it was aggressive. What if I was? What if I was transitioning and I was scared because I was like, is someone going to clock me? Is someone?
Absolutely.
And I'm working in a makeup store where I feel safe. And you approach me in such a way where it was accusatory almost.
Absolutely.
And I became not defensive, but like I was shocked because I just said, do you have questions with green eyeliner? Let me help you. And then you all of a sudden, I'm like, you flip the script and you have to say that you have a trans child.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think you would be more sympathetic. But did you just find out this morning? Because you seem confused and angry about it.
I know, exactly.
I was so caught off guard. And then, of course, there was nobody around me to hear this. But somebody that works there that I'm very close with, I went up to them after. And I was like, I just had like the most odd exchange I think I've ever had.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm bothered in a way where they just seem like, oh, I said nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I told them and they were like, did they really? Like, oh, you should have told me. I would have like told them they need to. And I was like, no, I can handle my own shit.
Exactly.
But I'm like, is this how people approach this topic now with such ease and like
not even ease, but tacklessness.
Yeah,
and that's the thing.
That's more what it was.
And there's so many layers to this because it's like A, it's overwhelming in the moment to have to like rebuttal to that because that's the life of being like an LGBTQ person is you're just living your day, you're excited to get Panera on your break, and then all of a sudden, yes, and then all of a sudden that just comes up.
Yeah.
It is a daily occurrence to have to encounter ignorance of that caliber. B, if you had told the manager, and let's say the manager was thought they were doing the right thing by asking the woman to leave, you're now tainting that woman's experience of LGBT people. Because not only amidst you getting insulted, how you handle it, not to everybody, but obviously this woman who would ask this type of question in that manner, if you handled yourself poorly, she's going to put all LGBT people in a bucket because she's already doing it to her child, talking about it. Go to therapy or read a book. You have the internet in your phone. Google dealing with a child that's transitioning and how to be empathetic, sympathetic, intelligent, insightful, and intentional. And it always makes me laugh. This woman, this type of woman, could you imagine if someone went up to her and did that in that manner and asked those questions? Did you transition? It would be a viral Karen storming out of the store, screaming, how dare you, how dare you? But she's allowed to vomit that up at you, anything that comes to her head. And if she is concerned about her child or confused and whatever and sees someone like you and maybe wants to ask a question, say anything else. Start it with...
I have a question, a personal question.
I have a personal question if you're comfortable with it. May I ask you...
Or ask me if I'm transitioning, not how do you identify when I got the surgery.
When did you get top surgery? Yeah. Ask how do you identify, maybe.
Like,
and then you let that person respond. But that's what I mean. It says... Because it all goes back to that entitlement.
Yeah.
Even if we weren't getting things like that, homophobia or LGBT things coming our way like that... In this world of Sephora, Ulta, working in cosmetics, I don't know what it is. Anybody, even if you work at a counter, and I'm sure other people in customer service deal with it. The entitlement. I have a question that's about your genitals. I'm just going to ask you because fuck you. You're not going to be
uncomfortable. You work here, so you must be an open book.
That's what I mean.
I'm not Safari web browser where you could type in anything and ask me a question.
Yeah.
Literally, like, I know. Do you think this is? I don't know what it is about working in the beauty industry that people think that we're so transparent all the time and you get to just cross boundaries with me.
I know.
And especially with retail workers in general or anything, when there's like that level of, I'm going to call it like intimacy when you're getting to know somebody, because sometimes it's like, it's a very sore subject for people to like do makeup and it makes them feel insecure and whatever, that they open up to us sometimes.
Yes.
But then there's a thing where I don't need to open up to you.
Okay, but that relationship needs to be
established and earned.
In that moment.
I don't think in all my years I have ever, ever opened up to somebody, a client, while working at Sephora. I mean, how many times did we do people's makeup and we would get the whole story? And I was just like, oh my God, I'm just trying to blend and I'm getting too much, an uncomfortable amount of information that there are details that I shouldn't know, and now I feel responsible knowing them.
I know.
Because you're letting me know information that, like...
I didn't ask for.
Yeah. And now I feel like I need to call the authorities.
Absolutely, girl.
Because tell me where you hid the body, basically.
And it's such a thing, you're right, in beauty. Because when I went to cosmetology school, there is chapters of cosmetology school basically learning and preparing to be people's therapist. Because people do it to their hairstylist as well. And it's a whole section in cosmetology school of like how to respond, how to be empathetic, how to
set
boundaries. Yes, especially because it's recurring. Like, you know what I mean? Like they go to the same person.
You build a relationship more with a hairstylist that you trust them.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it is.
What chaps my ass about it is it's that misconception and ignorant point of view that gay people who wear makeup or trans people are doing it for attention. And that's almost programmed so deep in people because it's been brainwashed on the media now more than ever, et cetera, that people like that, that aren't inquisitive enough or empathetic enough to figure that if that's true, which is a pretty simple, you know, thing to figure out, especially when you have an LGBT child yourself, I would hope, they have that program somewhere deep in them that they go, a clown just walked up to me, so I can ask them. They look like this because they must be okay with me asking them things like this. Because look how they dress.
Present.
Look how they present themselves. So nothing is off limits.
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you?
And that's, I think that's what bothered me the most.
It's the
about
same
it.
Argument as like women who go out dressed a certain way deserve or asking to get sexually assaulted.
Yeah.
It's the same mentality.
Oh, you dress like that, so you deserve this.
Yeah. Whatever. No, how about I'm you about raise to... men better? How about men be better and learn that even if a woman is in nothing but a bra and panties, unless there's consent, no means no. You're not an animal. Yeah. Go hump a pillow and call it a day.
I know. And that's, I think it's so, the part that bothered me wasn't even about me.
No.
It was about, what if this happened to somebody else?
Oh, God, I know.
That maybe wasn't mentally prepared for that.
Like our entire elementary and high school experience? that's what being an LGBT kid, child is.
I have grown to now not to take offense to this.
Yes.
But I used to.
Yes.
Imagine if this was somebody else. So I don't know. I just, like, if you have questions... I don't know. There's a way to ask, like, pronouns. What are your preferred pronouns? People have asked me that all the time. That does not offend me.
Yes.
Because I'm like, oh, I appreciate. And I always say, I appreciate you asking. Uh-huh. Because while I'm not offended, some people, if you go into this and you don't, like, if you're just, like, throwing it out and you might say something, ask.
Yes.
Just ask pronouns. And that's a great way to open up the conversation. If they're not comfortable, you know, sharing.
Yeah.
That specific person will let you know.
Yes.
How comfortable they are talking about themselves at work.
I know.
Or wherever it might be.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud. Or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back, everybody. We are going to start diving into these Oscars lurks. And as always, before we start our Makeup Police episode, we're going to give our disclaimer. Johnny and Kevin, LLC, are in no way, shape, and form critiquing the attractiveness, physical appearance, height, weight, face, DNA of the celebrities we are critiquing. We are critiquing the application of the cosmeceuticals by the cosmetologist, the hair done by the hairstylist. The exact same look could be on a mannequin, and we are judging it the same way. It has nothing to do with the person underneath. First up, we have Ariana Grande, which... we need to mention we're giving Glinda an Elphaba today.
Yeah.
In this set, nonetheless. Unintentional. I started doing green and I like look up at you and you're doing pink. I know. Yeah. Okay. So we miss Ariana Grande. Mm-hmm. I did actually include the dresses this time. Someone said online, and I can't unsee it, they said, when you go down to the fridge in the middle of the night with your comforter around your shoulders. It looks like, or, you know, your comforter around the thing. People are kind of dragging it because of the poofy. What I like it. Me too. I don't know.
I like this dress.
I dig it. Yeah.
And I like that she's kind of, this is almost like the press tour for
Oh God,
Oz.
Girl, we're going to get, and not till Christmas of next year.
Christmas.
Wait,
no, it's this year.
Of Christmas.
No. This year. Not 2025, girl. This coming...
the year we're in right now is 2024.
Yeah.
There is a Christmas still that needs to happen in 2024.
Yeah, you're saying next Christmas, not this Christmas. You said next Christmas.
The next Christmas, I guess I meant.
Of 2024.
The next... no, the next Christmas to come up.
Ah.
On the calendar.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I'm not trying.
I was trying to hold the bitchy. Yeah.
I'm not trying to be a bitch.
You're pushing it.
Am I?
No. Yes. So we're going to get that for the next fucking 9 months. Everything she does is going to be pink. Okay. Her and Cynthia Erivo, pink and green.
Can I say something?
We're going to talk about it?
Can I say something?
We're moving on to the hair and makeup here.
So I have an unpopular opinion. I don't think anybody's going to agree with me.
I am.
Okay. Because, yeah, I feel like we've talked about this a lot. I just think this blonde hair, blonde brow, especially because it's in Wicked.
Yes.
That she has this look. And I feel like that's what that was originally for.
Yeah.
Blonde, of course. I just think this washes her out because especially with the makeup choices that she's had lately, every time... It's so plain. She looks washed out with the blonde brows and the blonde hair. It's so off on her. And it's the wrong
shade of blonde.
Wrong shade of blonde because it's like this honey blonde.
Yes.
It does nothing for her. And I feel like she looks so
washed out.
Washed out. Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like, as a hairstylist, like, I would never let her leave with this color because the problem is that, like, Ariana is finally, embracing her birth skin color. You know, we're getting back to her birth skin color. We're not 90 shades darker anymore. That's lovely. Her skin is beautiful. But the problem is that the blonde is the exact same color as her skin. So it looks just...
It looks like she has bleached brows sometimes when they're not filled in. And then because her eyes
are such low lights or highlights.
Yeah, she has like such rich, dark brown eyes. And then with the dark lashes, it's like there needs to be something else to balance out. Like the eye makeup needs to be more balanced because these heavy lashes on her all the time with minimal eye makeup and then a minimal lip and a minimal complexion.
Yeah.
It just looks, her eyes stand out in sometimes the worst way. I hate to be like that.
No, I know what you mean.
And this is nothing against her or whatever, but it's the makeup artistry level needs to be bumped up like 10 notches.
Yeah.
And you're going to have such like heavy jewelry and this beautiful hairstyle.
Mm-hmm.
But then if we're going to be this blonde, I need you to put more makeup on.
It needs low lights or highlights. Like, and listen, like I do both of our blonde, which we just both touched up. I don't profess to be the king of blonde or blonde toning, but I'm also not Ariana Grande with access to probably like the most talented hairstylist in the world. I hope not. It better not be. It doesn't look like it because of the way the hair slicked back.
And you can see like the front pieces. Because I'm just saying over by like her temple, it almost looks a little too wiggy.
Yeah.
But maybe that's just her natural hairline.
It's just the color, man. It's too close to her skin tone and it's washing her out. Yes, and I agree with you. I think the makeup is done well, but it just doesn't fit the occasion. Exactly. I think it's as minimal as you can go for the occasion, but it just needs to be oomphed up slightly.
Agreed.
Like, even, girl, give me a little more blush or something. Anything.
And, girl, you just came out with blushes.
Blush, I know. And because then, I will say the lipstick, I think, is perfect for that dress. Like, that's stunning.
Oh, I agree. I love that. But give me a little more pink blush.
I know. Imagine just a little more blush.
And a little more eyeshadow.
Yes, even that baby cut, that pink.
She looks very pretty, but it's just that, like, honey blonde.
I know.
Honey, those bangs look broken. And gelled.
slick
backed.
The hair in the back, it looks like boiled spaghetti that's like limp and it was just plopped on like a bun.
I wish it was higher up on her.
Yeah, it's a very interesting, to be honest, I don't think I've really ever seen a hairstyle like that. That's like just coming to a bun and then everything's like dripping off of it. But again, the biggest problem, honestly, in this era, I think is just this hair color, man. It needs highlights or low lights. Got to go one way or the other.
100%. Yeah, I need to lose the honey tone.
Yeah. All right. Next up, Miss Billie Eilish, 2-time Academy Award winner.
Oh my God.
The past couple award shows, like she's been dressing not, you know, it's not ball gowny. It's not gowny. Like it's like, and this is my favorite look from all the past award shows she's done.
I agree.
Because it is very Barbie-esque, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So first off, before we dive into this makeup, that performance?
The performance was everything.
And I'm not even like a big, I don't listen to a lot of Billie Eilish music. That performance was unbelievable.
It was honestly stunning because I was waiting for the opportunity for her to perform What Was I Made For live.
Yes.
Because that song, hearing that in the end of the Barbie movie, of like that whole scene when she was like telling her to like, you know, you just got to feel.
Yes.
And just like that song, the way she sings it.
I know. So fragile. And And from a singing point of view, like, that is so hard to sing like that. In that all head voice and falsetto where it could crack at any moment, like, and the control, like you even saw right in the beginning, she started to do it and she could tell, like, okay, she put her hands on her stomach and she was like, I gotta try to support as much as possible because it was so... It's so fragile hold, in a place.
It live.
Girl, and it was flawless. It was so beautiful. And you're right. I just think it deserved it so much, like, to win. It was so perfectly made for that film.
So was I'm Just Ken.
I know. Robbed.
God.
Margot robbed. Yes, I'm Just Ken. Yeah, he did his best for what he had to do. But okay, so this makeup. The lip. Is okay, the problem. Even so, on live television,
I will say, for her not wearing a lot of makeup all the time, and I know that, like, for a fact, she doesn't really love it, I gotta say something. The texture and volume in her hair right now, I love that.
Agreed.
The lip, I would just, slightly just, like, deeper, cooler tone liner on her.
Yeah,
not
she
as
loves
warm.
A honey warm, even if it doesn't go with anything else on the look. Oh, I've noticed that the past couple award shows, it's this exact same lip liner.
Yeah.
It's like a warm orange nude.
Yeah.
Only around the lip lines, and then just like a clear gloss. And we know... J-Lo, that gloss is making that lip liner run for the hills, girl.
Yes,
like, I know.
And I will say the rest of the makeup for me, honestly, for Billie, love. Because I love the under eye saturation of that warm, especially the contrast with her blue eyes.
Yes. And I love that they always go the way they do her top shadow, always looks so clean to balance out because they're kind of embracing the big fluffy brows. Which, again, that's what I mean. And we always kind of talk about that with makeup. It's all about proportions.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to do a bold lip, like, go softer on the eyes. If you're going to do a bold eye, go softer on the lip. If you're going to do bold brows, you got to, that bold, you got to go softer someplace else. And it's really nice that they just did the minimal to the lips and the eyes. And then the brows and the blush, to me, is what is the star of the show. Love that the freckles are peeking through.
Me too.
Foundation is flawless.
And and the only thing, I mean, she looks so beautiful in this makeup. I feel like this makeup is so challenging to pull off.
Yes.
And she pulls it off beautifully. I will say, the only thing I would like to change a little bit is the lip liner.
Yeah.
And everything else I'm totally down for. I love it. This makeup is beautiful.
You also know how hard it is to pull off this makeup with black hair.
Black hair and a black and white outfit.
Girl, Wednesday Addams. But then the face is so warm.
The whole thing that she does not smile on the red carpet.
I know.
And the emotion behind, it's just like this, like, blank stare of like, you cannot sit here.
Don't
come to this lunch table and sit down. I love her. I think she, oh my God, I'm obsessed with her.
Yeah.
I think she looks so, so, so good.
I would have just changed up the lip.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, we have Ms. Charlize Theron. Have you ever seen Monster?
No.
Oh, what she won her Oscar for, playing Eileen Wuornos, the serial killer. The prosthetics and everything they did on her to make her look the way she looks, it was unrecognizable. Casey, I showed him the other day, like, the trailer, and he really wants to watch it. And I was like, I don't know if I could watch it again. If you've ever seen Monster, mama. Girl.
I have seen the clips from this.
Girl, that's Charlize Theron. Academy Award winner. For a reason, she was unbelievable in that. Okay, the dress, it's... nice.
I mean, the dress is pretty.
It's
I
pretty
like it enough.
I'm seeing a lot of this trend where it just looks like we're rolling up fabric, like the tie and across here, like we're like a wet towel in the locker room that we're gonna slap to somebody. I don't love that design.
Yeah, because I don't know, there's something even about the other choices for it, like it almost like where it comes across the center, it almost looks like a napkin roll at like a restaurant, like a roll up.
That's what I mean.
So it almost looks like we rolled up
this twisty
rare,
thing,
and then we just like left it on her chest, like a full restaurant.
Yeah.
Roll up. The jewelry too.
I know, girl.
The jewelry is making a lot of statements that they're all saying something.
And I can't tell. What do
the jewelry to me is barking
and the dress is whispering.
Yeah.
I would maybe only get rid of the bottom necklace. I like the choker,
I also think that these earrings are elongating her, like, everything more, which I'm not mad at, but then we have that elongating, and then we have this
truncating,
closing off
yeah
the neck twice.
Yeah.
get rid of the necklaces and maybe put something that comes down more.
Yes.
Makeup wise, I think, again,
I think we have a little bit of a trend alert. Safe.
Yeah.
So everyone is so safe. All the makeup artists were like afraid to do anything.
Yeah. I think that there's at least a subtle peach pink lip, which I appreciate with this softer blush, but I need the blush or the lip to be amped up.
Yeah.
One of them. And if one of them was more amped up, it would bring out her eye color more. I do think that the shadow choices of this soft, warm, and then barely anything with these full lashes, the full lashes looks beautiful.
Yes.
I don't even necessarily need more saturation in the eyeshadow as much as I would love it. I would have loved to see, especially because the dress is such that muted satin, like pink color, bump up this lip or bump up the blush.
The blush. Yeah, I agree with you. Because I just, and rare this rarely happens, sadly, but I think the lip blush and eyeshadow tones are perfect for each other.
Yeah.
A lot of times we always get an offense of like a cool tone lip with a warm tone blush, a neutral eyeshadow, etc. Yeah, there's
usually peach lip, pink blush, and then
gray eyeshadow. Yeah.
And
so
I'm like,
yeah, it all really works. And I have to say, like looking at her skin, the brows are
amazing.
We have a primed lid. The lashes, the liner, and I think even for like her age, the makeup is done so well where it's so clean, it's not aging her at all. Yeah. It really is making her look beautiful. But yes, I agree with you. I need just a little bit more color, like somewhere, just
something.
Yeah, a little bit of something. Alrighty, we have Ms. Cynthia Erivo. So the Elphaba to Ariana's Glinda.
Yes. And I love, too, that we're pulling in, like, more teals, greens. Yes. So almost, again.
Yeah. Oh, when they walked out, because they presented together. So it definitely was coordinated.
I actually did not watch the Oscars. Yeah. I don't really watch award shows.
Yes.
And I just, I don't know. I feel like I need to start getting back into it because I just do not.
Yeah.
I don't like to partake.
Casey and I love award shows.
I gotta do it.
But I did show you all the highlights, the clips. Yeah.
This dress, good or bad? I like it.
I don't.
So I'm into this because I think maybe because I'm starving for something different on the red carpet, color-wise, texture. I like this.
You know what? And I will say this. I feel like watching the awards, it did read nicer on video, on stage, than it is in this photo. Because actually, it's looking a little like dull in this photo. Mm-hmm. And I think the way the patent leather or leather, I'm sure it's patent leather, you know. Or PETA would have been there with like,
oh my God, paint.
Down with the
paint.
Wicked Witch. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah.
But whatever that material is, I should say, is kind of the reflection of the camera. I feel like it was a little richer and deeper in like when you see it on video. But you're right, because it did look really well. And I also love, Mama, that she rocks this bald head.
Yeah.
And she always has her statement earrings and the makeup is beat. Like, I just love that she always embraces the shaved head. It's just,
I love the earrings, love the dress. The lashes I love too.
Love the lip.
So I would actually say I would love to see a little bit more definition in the lip liner.
Okay.
And a little more definition in the lip. And I would, I'm just going to rattle off. I would love to see a little more purposeful glow. Rather than it looks like this makeup was not properly set.
Yes.
And then I would love to see a little tie-in of the color of the dress.
See, that is so interesting because I think you're almost about to make my point. I think her lower lash line is a deep green.
Is it? Oh, okay.
See, it is on that lower lash line. Yeah. It is that deep, dark emerald green.
Okay.
But I think the issue here is that with how rich her skin tone is, that dark deep is not reading.
You almost have
deep,
to go
dark
a little
green.
Brighter.
Exactly. You either have to go brighter, or I was going to say, even if you do want to embrace this emerald dark green, give me a little shimmer.
Yeah.
Because with the light reflection of it would have caught the green more than just doing a green matte on the lower lash line. It's reading darker than it is. And that's a thing too a lot of people don't realize is when you have deeper skin going a little bit lighter is going to color theory. It's like lipsticks. If we all have the same color lipstick and I put it on fair, light, medium, deep, and dark skin, it's going to look completely different.
Yeah.
So just kind of taking, clearly we took like what I have in my waterline, the Natasha Denona, the green eyeliner in that emerald, and putting it on her skin, it is not reading green. And I would have loved, even if we did a little bit of a green shimmer in that emerald, it just would have caught the light and it would have been a little more dazzling. I love the ombre of the lip, but I wouldn't have hated a gloss with a little bit of a more defined lip liner.
Yeah, a little reflection in the gloss too, exactly, with a little shimmer.
And it just because hit me. Yeah.
Do you know what else is missing about this makeup that I just realized? And maybe I'm with the shine that it's drawing so much focus.
Brows.
No brows.
She does no brows, which I love.
I love that.
I know. Is badass? I know.
I really think that is so, because I don't know. I think that's maybe why my eyes went to the reflection on the forehead where it's, you know, light is bouncing back.
Mm-hmm.
That I was like, oh, I wish they mattified. But then again, if they mattified that area too much and it was just flat, it would almost look more off-putting.
Yes.
The fact that it does reflect the light, it almost frames her face with the light reflection,
mm-hmm,
almost like a brow.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I don't hate that.
You know what I feel like I would tweak? To me, correct me if I'm wrong, that the blush is definitely a orangey coral.
But not enough of it to look like something.
To be honest with you, with this green, and I think with how beautiful her lips are, I would have gone more pink. Like, give me Acai Sky by House Labs.
Like a like, rich,
that's what I'm saying. Berry. Like, give me a berry, like blush.
Berries or pinks.
Yeah, to like, bring in, because I don't know, the orange blush, orange and green. I don't know. Pink and green.
Well, so like orange, green, purple are all secondary colors.
Yeah.
So when they're all together, sometimes it could feel a little weird. Now, I'm not against that either. If you're doing green and then orange blush.
Yeah.
I don't hate that either. I think that can almost work sometimes, but.
But I think, again, how much we left her natural lip.
It looks a little.
It's so pink that it's making me want pink in the complexion.
Yeah.
I would have did an emerald shimmer somewhere to catch the light and reflect.
Agreed.
Even if we did like a green, like an emerald green shimmer, and did it in her inner corners,
mm-hmm,
just a touch, like a pff of that on the inner corners. Even if we kept the emerald underneath,
from Abbott Elementary, when she tied in that chartreuse color into her makeup,
Janelle James.
Yes,
I know exactly.
Yep. So that kind of similar tie in the dress color with a little bit more of a purposeful placement.
Yeah,
of that green.
Yeah.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Next up, we have Divine Joy Randolph, won the Academy Award. She won Best Supporting Actress.
And her speech was so great. Like,
girl, unbelievable.
I was trying to be somebody, like I wanted to be somebody's, I'm forgetting
I
how
wanted
she said
to be,
it.
I wanted to be different, but I realized when I started being myself, that's when the opportunities like started opening up and the world opened up in like, a way. Yeah.
So beautiful.
And
this is how you do blonde.
Exactly. Yes, girl. It's just... You know when they say dishwater blonde?
Yeah.
That's what Ariana, it's just
dull.
Dull. It's not, that's what I mean. Because even with
so
her, look at the,
nice.
The pieces framing her face have highlights and dimension. And there's so she won Best Supporting Actress for The Holdovers. So good. That is like, I love that movie so, so much.
Yeah.
I highly recommend The Holdovers. This really was her award to lose because she's been winning every single one. The dress, love.
I love it.
Love, love, love. I love.
I love the color
and the textures.
Yeah.
The sequins on the body with the, I don't even know what that is. It looks like shredded chiffon.
I almost want to call it like jellyfish tentacles.
Yeah, and then with the
train of
it, just the textures are working very beautiful together.
Yeah, and this makeup,
girl.
I love the lip. I love the lip combo, the winged liner, the lashes, the brows are sculpted. I would have liked to see a little bit more blush.
Yes.
A little more blush, the sculpting, highlighting, everything fine. But I would like to see a little more blush on her. I think the blush, she could definitely, especially with that. Okay, this color dress, give me a peach blush.
Preach.
Because the peachy warm in the lip with that soft blue. Imagine like Pomelo Peach on her.
I know.
Just,
I know, God. Girl.
Yes. And because she has some warmth in the cheek, but
yeah,
give me more of that, like that peach blush.
I know. Because that's also the thing too. And let me tell you, if you have a good makeup artist, if you're ever like getting your makeup done again, I always used to tell girls, like if the, unless they were like, haven't had an aversion to blush, which I don't know her, but I would always say, I'm like this, let this speak volumes. Blush, don't ask me why, is the first thing to go. It is the first thing to fade when you're doing it on the skin. It really, it's, I don't know.
Even when I'm doing makeup on myself or a client, I will always go back at the end and look at the makeup and I'm like, I need to add a little more blush. And
always.
I take my blush brush, no extra product, and just tap over and reinforce whatever's left on the brush.
Yes. I don't dip back into the blush, but no. I always used to,
unless
they were like afraid, I would always make my clients leave with more blush than I wanted on them, just a notch, because I knew by the time.
In an hour,
girl, it was going to fade down to what I wanted it to, because it's always the first to go. So when you put as much on as you want the final product to be.
And then forget taking photos.
Exactly. Nine times out of 10, it's going to look like you barely have any on.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no. And let me tell you as well, this shit was waterproof, because she was up there sobbing. Still looks stunning. Still looks stunning and all this stuff. So, girl, whoever your makeup artist is.
Yeah.
Huh?
I bet you it's the one size
spray. Yeah, Patrick Starr. Oh, my God. All right. Next up, we have Emily Blunt. Okay, the dress. Casey was telling me that apparently this is a new thing in fashion where the straps are structured to not touch the shoulders.
So it looks like the... those.
She's wearing armor that she sits down and it... pushes up.
Or like, what are the, remember the old school things that you used to take like the paper dolls and like put the clothes over and like bend the tabs over?
Paper doll. Yes.
It's very paper doll clothes. It's milk. Touch the fashion, change your life. It won't. It won't.
It won't, girl.
It won't.
Because I saw her sitting, because I'm not kidding. When I saw her at the Oscars, I didn't see her on the red carpet. I saw her sitting. And when I saw the shot of her, I thought it was just the structure of the dress was the like that the straps were firm. And I thought it was like, you know, when you're wearing something like that and you sit and it pushes up like a Halloween costume.
Yeah.
I thought it was not supposed to be like that. But apparently this is like intentional. And I don't know about that.
I don't know about that either. I mean, it's unfortunate too, because I like the dress.
Yeah.
I like the jewelry choices. I like everything else.
Yeah.
But the straps, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So we're on this profile shot of her looking over her shoulder.
These straps are comical.
Girl, the straps. I could stick a whole hand through there.
Yeah.
Like,
I want to see, like, if she was too drunk at a club and I'm her friend, I'm just going to take her. I'm going to put her in and be like, get out. Come on. We're going in the Uber.
Girl,
like,
you're going to get that hooked on a coat hook. Yeah. Like,
she's going to get hooked on phonics.
Girl. And okay. The biggest thing, and Kate, and you know, it's bad when Casey points it out, and it doesn't even look as bad as it did in the telecast. Mama, the hair was
frizz.
Bird's nest. I don't know why. This hairstylist, it had to be, it's too messy to not be intentional.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Agreed.
Because it literally looked even for, especially that she's blonde, when she was on stage and the light was catching all of the blonde, it was just, I mean, it was chaos. Like,
it doesn't, like, I don't know. There's something about it.
Even
that
the back, look at that girl. Look at that back when you're doing an updo like that. You better hairspray that
and
up
then you
and
better,
what? Yeah.
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 And then the makeup, I love the lip.
Yes.
I love this like pink lemonade lip.
Yes.
Yeah. The blush is gorgeous.
And it's kind of funny because it is very similar. The double necklace, the dress, this makeup is what I want for Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
Exactly what we said. We wanted either the lip or the blush dialed up. The lip and the blush are dialed up.
And I love this makeup.
Yeah.
I mean, this makeup is really gorgeous.
It's very beautiful.
The blush looks great. Her skin looks fresh and dewy.
And you see the difference.
The lip is healthy.
I got to look at, before I say it, okay, God, I'm good. Look at what dialing up her lip, bringing a little bit more color. Look at what this does to her eyes versus Charlize Theron.
And they have very similar
yes
very, I mean, even the double necklace on her.
Yeah, it's literally the, yes.
It's literally the such who wore a better.
Similar color story, yeah. Exactly. And it just dialing up that lip and the blush slightly, it's making her eyes look so blue.
It's like, fantastic.
And that's what we mean about just like when we say safe as a bad thing, because it's like Charlize Theron and Ariana Grande. It's mm-hmm. not that the application wasn't done well. It's like what I always say in interior design, white, all white, is not a design style.
No.
In a house.
No.
Having white marble, white tile, white cabinets, white furniture is not a design style. It is quite literally the absence of a choice.
Yeah.
It is the absence of a design choice. So you're just whiting everything. That's what safe makeup is. It's the absence of a choice.
Yeah.
You're not, it's saying to me, I either don't want to, or as the artist, I'm too afraid to take a risk that might not work. So we're just right. going to do, if you were birthed out of an egg with perfect skin, perfect lashes, and a little like pinch, that's what your makeup is. It's not doing anything. And it's like when you take the littlest bit of a risk, look at how it lends itself to her eye color coming out. And
the word risk, and this is unfortunate that this is essentially a risk.
Well, you know what's so funny? It's like I was almost thinking of it as we've been talking, because now that we've done a couple makeup polices this award season, I'm almost really realizing that this truly is Oscar makeup. Like everyone just wants
clean.
Exactly. Everyone yeah. just wants very elegant makeup. Uh-huh. And there's not going to be Dua Lipa at the Grammys or Miley at the Grammys. It's
right.
not going to be the same, which we were toying around with as well. Let us know. We didn't know if this was going to be our like finale to award season, because we did say we were going to do the SAGs. We got behind and we wanted to do the Oscars because it's going to be more relevant. We do have the SAG Awards as well. So let us know down below if maybe I'll do a community post poll on YouTube as well if you want the SAG Awards. And also, the Vanity Fair after party,
yes.
Mama. Some of these girls, they swapped the dress, swapped the makeup, and it was, so it also—
Lock the doors.
Lower the blinds. Yeah. And it gives us the opportunity to not only maybe look at some people who weren't at the ceremony,
yeah.
but also people who were at the ceremony and tweak their makeup. Mm. It's a great way to say like, oh my God, look at this almost like day and night aspect. So sound off if you want more makeup polices, because you know irrelevant to the time it came out, because we are sitting on a couple. So but I think that's an Oscar yeah. symptom. It's just everyone wants elegance, like yeah.
And I'm tired.
Okay, next up we have two-time Academy Award winner Emma Stone. This was a bit of an upset, because everyone thought, oh gosh, forgive me, her name in Killers of the Flower Moon, the actress from Killers of the Flower Moon, her and Emma Stone have kind of been battling it out. Everyone really thought it was going to go Lily and it went to Emma Stone. I haven't seen either film, so I really can't weigh in on it. But the only thing I can really react to, her acceptance speech
was amazing.
She was gooped. She yeah. did not think she was going to win. The dress malfunction in the back, like it was so
Jessica Lange
trying to run after her yeah. and do it like that's, and I love when the Oscars do, or any award show does that style. Like this year at the Oscars for the acting categories, they had five previous winners in that category, like come revealed, walked up together, the drama, the yeah. conflama, and then each one spoke about a nominee. And it was so, that's the cool thing. I don't want Jimmy Kimmel's bits, his little comedy bits, cut it. No one cares enough with the host, just like, you know, like Hong Kong, I'm a clown, like enough. Like it's not, especially at the Oscars, like we're there, I wanna see old winners. I wanna see Jessica Lange on that stage every year. Like,
yeah.
And even still, it was like the Governor's Award, which was like honorary Oscars, which they used to at least acknowledge during the ceremony, which went to Angela Bassett this year. Didn't acknowledge it, didn't talk about it. Like, why wasn't Angela Bassett there? Always serving looks. Like, give me the actors and the industry. I don't care about the stupid jokes. So that was super cool to see all those actresses on with her. And you got to watch her acceptance speech. It was, like, so adorable. Now diving into the makeup.
Okay, so now this peach lip is overdone.
Give your analysis, and then I'll tell you who did it.
I think the peach lip is way overdone.
Okay.
I think if we're going to make, especially with the rest of her makeup.
Yes.
I would have just liked to see this maybe softened A little bit. The smokier liner and everything with the eyes, I actually really enjoy. Because it gives her eyes a little bit of structure and softness.
Yes.
Complexion, stunning. The brows. Stunning. The brows, I want to see a touch
a little messy.
A touch more structure.
Beautifully matched to the hair.
Beautifully.
Because she still is embracing the red, but she went almost more brownish red. Yeah. And I'm happy that the brows are that perfect auburn brown.
Yeah. And I mean, honestly, I think the lip is just a little... It's so funny that this lip is the choice for the night. It seems like these like peachy pinks. I do like it. On her, I love this color. I just want to see maybe a little, just a little.
It's too much of just it. From wall to wall.
Yeah. Like, floor to ceiling, wall to wall. Peach. Yes.
Like that should have almost been the middle color. I need a lip liner to be a hair darker and then the inside to
and
be
not
a hair
just
brighter.
Peach.
It's one shade. Yeah, it's Sherwin Williams of that color, like from like left to right, top
peach
to bottom.
Sorbet just rolled on.
Yeah, yeah.
And they said, get out.
You know who did the makeup? Charlotte Tilbury. So you know, mama, that is, what's that, Pillow Talk 2? All of the Pillow Talk 4.
Pillow Talk Peach.
Yeah. But
Peachgasm.
Peachgasm, yeah. And I will say as well, bold choice for such a naked lower lash line. But you know what, mama?
It works.
This is the power we always say about lower lash lines. And Emma Stone, by no means, I don't even know, she's got it. What is she, in her 30s? But let this speak volumes of what we're always talking about on like mature skin. Maybe if we do talk about someone with mature skin, et cetera, the power of a clean lower lash line to lift. It's enhancing the cat eyes of the liner and the lashes because the bottom is so clean. If we added stuff to the bottom, it's going to round out her eyes, which she has very big round eyes already. So this really was the move. It's like so stunning.
Really, this
for the
is
cleanness
really
of it. But yeah, you're right. The lip is off and the brows could use a little cleaning up. But the skin,
otherwise,
man.
This is gorgeous.
The skin. You also said the Tiffany's necklace.
Girl,
what is that about the Tiffany's?
Have you seen, this is not, okay, so it's been on a bunch of other people. Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande wore it at the Oscars. So if you go back and look at her photo, she's wearing Tiffany's. Emma Stone is wearing Tiffany's. And it's just something about Tiffany's jewelry is so like clunky, chunky, big jewels.
With that urine yellow stone.
Oh, when Gaga wore that one.
I know. Gaga and Beyonce both wore that necklace. And I don't know. I just feel like
Tiffany's jewelry is just like, mama.
I know. I don't
get
it. And listen, I'm not a jewelry person, but you guys let it. Is Tiffany's like an elite?
Yes.
You can buy baby rattles there. Like, I didn't think Tiffany's was like,
oh, Tiffany's
Cartier.
Like,
you know what I mean?
No, Tiffany's is like,
really?
The one, mama.
I don't, okay.
Yeah.
I remember like the spoiled girls in my high school used to get stuff from Tiffany's. So that's why I was like,
I don't know. All right.
Apercrombie and Fitch of the jewelry world.
Yeah, because I'm going to say something a little controversial. The silver Tiffany's thing with the heart. Every trashy person I knew in high school had one of them and they were tarnished. They were ugly.
Tarnished.
They were disgusting.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, mama, go get a little jewelry polish and clean her up.
I know, girl.
Soak her for 5 minutes because it's disgusting.
And they wore
the
that
cigarettes on your bracelet and it shouldn't happen.
It was 2007. They were wearing that necklace with Uggs.
And then with the Playboy bunny, the self tanner that they would peel off and had that.
With yoga pants and wet.
Fresh and clean Victoria's Secret spray all
cucumber
over
spray from
Love
Victoria
Spell.
Bath.
Yeah.
And snow stained Uggs.
That were bent inwards like this.
Girl, I hate 2000s fashion, man. We really got the short end of the stick. Oh, my God. All right. Next up, we have Florence Pugh. Okay, so this dress is the same as Emily Blunt's with the shoulder no touchy. Shoulder no touch. But I will say I like this dress better than Emily Blunt's.
Yes.
A little bit more. Because you know why? What did I say before? And I didn't even see Florence Pugh. This was not in my head. What did I say about the straps with Emily Blunt? Armor. And this is, it makes a little more sense to me because
it's
giving
like
armor. So it looks a little bit more, I don't know, like that element of, even though, okay, hold on, we zoomed in, I take it back, because the bodice is armor, but then that, I wish that the material of the strap was metallic
like,
or
this outfit looks like it belongs in a sexy scene of Game of Thrones. Totally. I'm not, I've never seen Game of Thrones,
me
but
neither.
This is what I, when they're getting sexy in that show, like I've heard, I would picture this is what's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
With a snake necklace and a sexy strap that doesn't touch.
Do I love, I think I love that snake necklace.
I want it. I don't like snakes, but I want that.
I hate snakes, as I have a snake earring in. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. I don't know.
It's
and
cool.
You know what, bitch? Oh, and this... Listen,
this like rhinestone.
I don't do it.
Like top, it's like yes. All those big stones. I like.
Yeah,
this.
And I also
this
am not going to give myself credit that I'm good enough to compare it. But this is the blonde I always go for.
Yeah,
which I'm looking at you, and we just it's pretty close. Like that, it's this cool ashy blonde, but not gray. As light as you can go of a blonde, where it still has hints of warmth, but then hints of really cool highlights.
And her makeup,
it's unbelievable. Well, first of all, Florence Pugh is stunning to me.
Okay,
I don't know.
And maybe that's just like, my God, girl.
You know what it is? I don't know. Florence Pugh, ever since she kind of came on the scene, because I really feel like she did like burst onto the scene, like it kind of out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. Did she become this with Midsommar? Did she become this like, oh my, okay, this isn't one to watch kind of a thing? And I don't know, some of you might make fun of me for this, but I find her to be, I don't know how to put it, I think she's gorgeous, but there's something very unique about her beauty compared.
I understand what you're saying.
Do you know
saying?
What I'm trying to say by that? Like, and I don't know what it is. I don't know what her background is. I don't know what her ethnicity is, but there's something going on here where, like, I don't know. I could see her lineage, like,
yeah,
the mountains of the Alps, like, you know, Dutch.
She's very,
like, there's something
it's
in
not
her
cookie cutter.
She's it's not
giving,
cookie cutter beauty.
No.
Yeah.
She looks very stunning. And honestly, because this hairstyle on anybody where it's kind of like that swept, like,
oh, girl,
almost undone, but this works.
Which you know
for
how we
her.
Feel about. A wet wig.
Yeah, which, mama, and I don't know.
And I have to say,
because this almost looks
greasy.
Greasy.
But in
the best way.
The best way possible, girl. With those finger marks holding that up. I just am
I
upset. Because it's also like it's this. It's what? It's a little that.
It's what?
What? It's a little, like a little that. You know what I mean? It's a little bit like
if I could take this off and hit you over the head with it,
I
would.
A little it's effortless. It looks like she just it's time to leave. Like that's what the hair's giving. And the hair
and the makeup especially, because the warmth in the eye, the warmth in the blush, and the tone of the lip all harmonize perfectly.
Yes.
The lashes are perfect, the liner is perfect, the under eye is perfect. Every single thing about this, saturation everywhere, I have no notes.
Which if she doesn't have lip filler, she can go to hell. I think she does.
And,
right?
I mean, wow, yeah. Like, I know, perfect. Though,
oh.
I mean, the way that that lip is perfectly lined and saturated.
That is a liquid lip, mama. That gorgeous. Is a circa, like, that is a KVD liquid lip. And that's
original
why.
Original Lolita liquid lip, yeah.
Do not say Lolita in my house. Yeah. Like, do not say KVD Lolita.
I want to
like,
go, I want to go find my Lolita. I
cement.
Think I threw it out. It
cement. Was those KVD color. Liquid lips, girl.
Disgusting.
This
was the makeup I was wearing. Because do you remember when Kylie Jenner's, like, that rosewood lip was so popular that she was always wearing?
Don't say this, rosewood to me.
Yeah. Laura Mercier rosewood, the liquid lips that never dried down and would always smudge.
Even Burberry had a rosewood. Everyone, rosewood. Should
I
it be called
rosewood.
Flaccid rose? That's what I had.
Yeah.
I fucking, ugh. Yeah. And I will say everything is slightly warmer.
I literally
it's
was
stunning.
I would have worn this makeup in like 2016 as
girl.
A natural. I'm not wearing anything. This is how I wanted to feel this is how I want to feel
girl.
Now.
And can I just
oh my God.
Look at that, the concealer application.
Oh yeah, I know.
That triangle of light. If you want to this is borderline like the cleanness of this, the nose contour.
Yep.
This is borderline like Kevin Aucoin makeup theory. Yeah. Where do I contour? Where do I highlight? Why am I old? Why am I fat? Like, it's like that level of, like
why am I old?
Why am
I
fat? Like, it's that version of, because the technical application of this
mama,
is so perfect.
I love
the lifted
this.
Blush all the way up here. It
and
is,
the lift in the eye, because look at where mid-crease that warmth starts and wraps to the under eye.
Girl.
And the saturation is... buffed and diffuse under the eye, but really anchoring down
I know.
The outer half of her eye with this cut wing, this martini glass wing. Ooh.
Yes. The lashes are perfect.
The lashes are gorgeous.
I almost wish we could see her eyes closed because I know something's on that lid. This makeup artist was too good to have that as an afterthought. And you can tell, oh yeah, okay, I think it's just like a champagne-y.
Gorgeous.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Stunning.
Absolutely love it.
All right, next up we have Miss Jennifer Lawrence. I think it's a very interesting dress choice for the Oscars, but I love it. I really like this. You're not taking it?
I don't know, this photo of it, I don't know. It's just like giving me spodern lantern fly.
I don't know what that is.
A spotted lantern flies?
Girl, like the a glow?
No, the lantern. Am I?
Lantern flies, like.
The ones that were.
At like, nighttime, light no, up.
That's a lightning bug.
Firefly. That's what I used to call it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. A lantern fly?
Spotted lantern flies, the ones that were like invading the U.S. The spotted ones that you had to kill them and then report them.
At my apartment.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, girl. Come on.
Yeah, okay, okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They would like land on your face.
The one I got like, infested with? Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, I know what you're saying.
Girl,
yes.
It's giving spotted lantern fly and I'm just like,
I don't know. I agree with you, but you know what it is? And again, maybe it was because I saw her. She was part of the five women, the leading actress winners that eventually gave it to. Oh, you saw it. Yeah. Okay. So went to Emma Stone. There was something about seeing it on the stage that I don't know. It wasn't with the other women who all look stunning. There was something where it still had the same amount of elegance as them, but it felt very, it was a cozy choice. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. It was like a little bit of like a...
And maybe this pattern, like trypophobia.
Yes.
Like I'm getting a little like the fear of holes looking at it. Like, mama, I don't know. I wish the pattern was almost bigger.
Yeah.
More importantly, the hair, the makeup.
The hair I love.
The hair I love. This makeup, stunning.
Stunning.
I mean, I absolutely love the lip choice on her. The eyes, the brows are so... The brows.
Yes.
The saturation in the crease to really define...
The brows. Sorry. That just... It was an aftershock. Yeah. I really focused the brows.
Yeah, you really look at those brows, mama. The texture is stunning.
Shit.
The brows are just so successful here.
Wow.
Because you could tell they're cleaned up, but not with concealer.
Yes.
They're
just
clean application brows.
Yeah.
The eyeliner, I mean, talk about, this is the level of eyeliner that I need on people. Yeah. When I say like, I need them to have more liner.
Yeah.
And especially with her,
she's got very hooded eyes.
Yeah.
And I will say, I almost think this eyeliner was a choice on purpose because of the dress. To me, the focus of this look is the eyeliner.
Yeah.
That's a thick
and I love
line.
It.
Line. And I love it with that black and white dress.
And I love this lip color with it too. I do. And here's the thing. I do want a little more blush, but not much more.
The brush with nothing else on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm talking, I need a whisper up of that
here, up
by
here.
The temple. You're in my head.
Because it's too much here.
It's
and she
too
already
much going
has
on
a round
here.
Face.
I need her
wrapped. We need it up here.
In the temple area, like that warm pinky peach blush to match this lip. I mean, this artist killed it and she pulls this off so well with this heavy liner.
Yes.
Love this.
All right. Next up, Laverne Cox. This dress is everything.
I love it.
I would wear this in 5 seconds.
This, I mean, this.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Oh my God. She looks unbelievable.
Yeah.
The hair with this.
The hair is amazing.
Perfection.
And I just got to say it right now. What a step up from the Golden Globes.
That's why I've been intentional, even with the SAG Awards, if we end up doing those, I picked her as well because I wanted us to be able to all see the evolution from the one where I redid it.
I will say this necklace is a choice, but maybe this necklace means something to her because it almost looks like it's to me, I don't know why this necklace gives me like family heirloom.
Okay. It so was Nana's.
Like,
yeah.
It was like this necklace almost doesn't fit with how big and elegant everything is. And then this teeny tiny little necklace.
Yeah. I think it does need a necklace, but you're right. It might. If there's no sentimental value, I don't know if it was exactly the right choice.
Yeah.
The hair is exquisite. This is amazing. Like, I want a baby version of this for Ariana Grande. This is what I want. Yeah. I wanted that. Like, if lower this about 2 inches down, that's what I would have loved on Ariana. Give me a little drama. Give me a little height.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Really fast, because I can't get this now out of my head, now that I've seen it. What are these The More You Know earrings?
America. Yes, they look like, yes.
Reading Rainbow.
It's 4th of July. And it's, you know what it is?
The More You Know.
I love the top of it that fans up. Mm-hmm. I don't know if a star was the move. Because it's giving, it's now taking this dress that was giving almost like warrior, kind of like just like otherworldly goddess. It's
to Wonder
making
Woman.
It into, costume. It looks costumey to me. It's the stars.
Captain America and this is Captain America and Wonder Woman had a baby.
And they said, proud. She's playing like in a Marvel movie. They go to headquarters and it's like the top woman at the thing who like everyone's afraid of. This is what it's given because of those stars. I agree with you. The makeup is
such a step
breathtaking.
Up. Again, okay. Trend alert with this peachy pink lip.
I know, girl.
This
I know.
Was really a hit and I love it.
I love it.
I'm into this. Hello, spring.
Yes. Yeah. It almost is a little bit of like dipping the toe into spring.
And I love that. And I love that maybe this is truly like the Pantone color of the year, the peach fuzz. Yes, it's not quite the peach fuzz color, but that peach pink lip coming into everybody's look. I love this on her. I love the blush. The blush is stunning
perfect.
With the lip.
It's perfectly placed. We have more lift.
Yeah, I love.
I don't want to brag.
Yeah.
This is very close to what I did on
to
her.
The makeup that
girl,
you did on.
Black in the waterline. Yeah. She needs that because of the size of her eyes.
They cleaned up the under eye.
We cleaned up the under eye. We lifted the blush.
And the
we
brows
We cleaned
are
up
softer.
The brows. Yes.
Okay. Who listens to this pod?
I know.
Because this is.
Perfect.
This is cleaned up.
It's perfect.
I love it. She looks so good. This is such a huge win.
The foundation is more neutral.
Yeah. Okay.
It's what not warm. Happening? I know.
Maybe, you know what? But
and
maybe
the
this is a different
and
artist.
The biggest thing is the contour is toned down. Remember the contrast? The highlights were too light and the darkness was too dark. I know, girl. And
that is my sleep paralysis demon.
It's so well balanced.
That makeup haunts me.
I know. It's
and this is
so well balanced.
Yeah, honestly, I think she hired a different makeup artist this time around and...
Stunning.
Glad you did. Because you look stunning.
Yeah.
This makeup is such a huge win.
All right. Now we have Rita Moreno. Okay. This is like work. When she's almost like 100, you can wear whatever you want. And this is a serve. Like, go for it, girl.
I love it. I mean, do
with the hair, everything. Yeah.
I think it closes her off a little bit, but I'm kind of like, with her hair and this. I love it.
That's what I mean. There's something about like when you reach this age, you could literally like this, that neck thing could be twice as big.
Yeah.
And she walks on stage just like,
yeah,
they have the power to own it.
This makeup is so neutral.
Okay. So the reason I included this one, because obviously we're always talking about mature skin, we'll be hard pressed to find someone of her age or older. And why I picked this was because I actually think the application of it, of everything on her, let's forget about colors because there isn't any. The application is great.
Application is wonderful.
Girl, and you know what my favorite thing about this is? What do I always say about especially more mature women of this age? As we age, our lid goes up. You better tight line underneath lashes. And mama, that whole line, black. It is, there's no, and nothing aggravates me more than when I see older women with that black liner on the lid and then the strip of white skin, the strip of pale skin. So the eyeliner, the under eyes, the crease, the brightness on the inside, the foundation, stunning. However, the lip, the blush, and the eyes look as though I made this black and white. It is so washed out and
the
so gray.
Filter.
It's so gray.
Yeah, yeah, I
it's
just don't.
There's no color in her face.
I don't want peach.
Life. Yeah. I don't want peach. I need it cool tone.
I need the right shade of like a, I'm almost feeling like more raspberry than pink.
Yes.
Because I think sometimes pale pinks on more mature women can look a little forced.
Absolutely.
I want an elegant raspberry lip.
Yes.
With a matching kind of blush, like a Dolce Vita from NARS.
I know.
Dolce Vita blush from NARS.
Yes.
And give me that like raspberry.
Yeah, get, girl, tone, give me a berry. Ooh.
This tone of lip, this intensity color, yeah. But turn this raspberry.
Girl, yeah. Would be stunning. I know.
Stunning on her. With and like the right blush, like the Dolce Vita.
And you're right, Dolce Vita, because Dolce Vita on even this complexion, it harkens to a natural flush to the skin.
Yeah, because it's a little beigey with that pinky brown. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. It just, this all looks too washed out.
Yeah. Cause then the eyes, I would even.
The eyes might be fine.
I would keep this, but then even tuck a little Dolce Vita blush right underneath that crease, yes, to warm her up.
Yeah, girl. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The application is flawless, but the color choice, it is so washed out.
And the
out.
Brows, I like the color choice of the brows so it's not dark on her.
Yes.
But I would.
It's a little
softly
patchy.
Clean up. Yeah. The application, I would just.
Ooh, yeah.
Tweaky, tweaky, tweaky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like we used powder.
Yeah.
Yeah, a powder brow. Yeah. All right. Now, I had to include Mr. Ken. So we have Ryan Gosling. I love the suit. Very nice.
Suit's cool.
Suit's very cool. And the reason I pulled him is because he performed. I think this is for men's makeup. You know they had Ms. Gosling painted. Because he was performing, he did the whole thing.
She's got a little blush.
Oh, she's got
rouge. She's got a gloss, honey.
I don't know if that's where we should have put the blush, because he does have a little bit of, okay, I'm going to say it, and I know y'all are going to get mad at me. No, some of you might. The rest of you get it.
Can I say it?
Yes.
Filler?
I hate speculating about work. Because I just think it's tacky.
But they put...
However.
But they're putting blush...
I'm going to speculate about
work.
...on
a fuller cheek. And I'm saying a fuller cheek because it looks like he definitely has filler in the cheek area to give volume. But they put the blush under here like Santa Claus, Alana. Like, mama, honey. Honey, darling. He looks like he's coming in my house with his sack.
Yeah, and it's making him look like
he's going to unload his sack of presents for me under my tree.
Girl, if I photoshopped an elf hat on him, like it, and you know why?
He's so hot, though.
I know.
You can look however you want.
But you know why this, like the cheeks so like round, these apple cheeks like this, it's making all of his features, his lips and his eyes look like this.
Can I say something, too?
It looks like everything's getting like drunk.
I feel like he didn't look like this in
he
the
looks
Barbie movie.
Different. I know. He looked
like he had cosmeceuticals on for that film.
Absolutely.
Of course, because you got to look plastic.
But
tiara.
That's what I'm saying about like it looks like we got some injectables.
And can I say, put a little lip liner on her.
If you're going to go there, go there. Yeah.
The Mama. Au Naturel from Lancome.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah. So, okay, yeah, the skin is stunning. The skin is perfect. It's the blush, mama, is on those, like, cheeks. Like, but am I right? Like, those the cheeks are making his features look so small.
Yeah, like he look.
As though I face-tuned, grabbed the center, and shrunk his everything. Like,
yeah. Yeah, I don't know. This makeup is
I don't
very,
know, girl, yeah.
If we're trying to make it look natural, I could see it too much.
Okay, bitch. Mm. Last but not least.
Yep.
Miss Zendaya.
When does she not look good?
Girl, it's like, because let me tell you something. Miss Zendaya is not out here looking the way she does, dressing the way she does, serving the way she does, without equal, if not more, amounts of talent. And it's kind of aggravating. She can sing like nobody's fucking business. The acting is unbelievable. Mark my words. Some of you might fight me on this. Watching her in Euphoria. Like season two, especially, she's on par to be like the next Meryl Streep. Like the organicness in which she acts is frightening sometimes. Yeah. And then to look like this, like Issa Rae said in that interview, do you just wake up in the morning and look in the mirror and say, wow, these other bitches don't even have a chance? Like, because it's unbelievable.
Don't.
Like the dress, I mean, who else could pull off this Golden Girls Miami?
Palm trees.
Miami. It's her dress is this set now. Yeah. Like, it's bringing in the old set. I love it. Like, and that's what I mean with that emerald peek out on like the bodice. And then
this hair and this makeup, mama.
The jewelry.
Okay. the brows immediately.
The brows could kill someone in a good way and get away with it.
The inner corner highlight, the liner, the lash, this lip color and the blush harmony. I'm going to be sick.
I'm going to throw up.
I quit.
Look at that nose contour, girl. That is a Drag Race bone thin.
Magnolia
I can't breathe. I can't breathe out of that nose.
Yeah.
But it is so well blended. And you know what the difference is? Because honestly, the other one that I think is like killing it for me was Florence Pugh, mm-hmm. is on par with this. But you know what I have to say about Zendaya? And this is what it is about Zendaya that is so captivating to me. Where, like I'm saying, her beauty to me, and listen, me saying I think Zendaya is the most beautiful woman in the world, it's not a hot take. Like,
no,
of course. But what I have to specify is like Zendaya to me, the beauty is like, it's like Sophia Loren level where you have this makeup that is arguably just as well done as Florence Pugh's was, mm-hmm. but Florence Pugh looks her age with that on. She looked like a gorgeous, I don't know how old she is, 33-year-old woman. Something about Zendaya. It's the way she carries herself, the choices she makes with the fashion and the hair, etc. If I turn this black and white and told you this was someone on a red carpet in 1945, you'd believe me.
I'm going to punch you because I was just about to say with the hairstyle.
You know what I'm saying?
The jewelry and everything.
And her beauty has, it's timeless.
You're timeless to me.
Well, it's been nice. You know what I mean? Like Florence Pugh
really
looks like someone of this era.
Where this Zendaya, is truly timeless.
It's like difficult to look at times because she is so... It transcends, like I'm saying about the Sophia Loren reference. It's just on a different planet.
Yeah. This is truly timeless, timeless makeup. And
yes.
I really like, yeah, I would be afraid to meet her if she looked like this because I would be like, I can't look at you. You're too pretty.
Oh, no.
This makeup is stunning.
I want to meet her because I think Zendaya is whatever. But like my favorite, she just is, I don't know. She's so exciting to me. She's like she gives me hope that like the next generation of millennial movie stars and actors, et cetera, will carry themselves with the caliber of your Angela Bassett's and Meryl Streep's and Viola Davis's.
1,000%.
That's what I mean. Like she's going to be the Viola Davis of our generation. Like, and I think like that caliber of acting and the way she carries herself, it's on a different level.
Agreed.
I would just be like, you're the most beautiful woman in the world. And I'm sure she's been told that, but it's beyond that. It's the way she carries herself and her skill and fucking Euphoria. No makeup. She's playing a teenager. No makeup, looks like a teenager.
Yeah.
And then can look like this the next moment and is playing a makeupless, going through withdrawal, drug addict. It's on a different level. Now, speaking to the makeup super quickly because it's literally flawless. What I think why she edges out Florence Pugh, brows, and 100%. The lip has dimension where Florence Pugh had one Lolita liquid lipstick and there was no dimension, and where this has that perfect anchor of slightly darker going into a slightly brighter inner
Agreed.
Lip.
Yeah, this is my favorite of the night easily.
I mean, look at that.
Easily,
it's unbelievable.
My favorite from head to toe, my favorite look of the night.
It's flawless.
Whoever does her makeup is really
and look at that. This has that rolled thing and I didn't even notice.
Wow.
Because it's also, and I think the dimension in the print where it just, you can't wear a white dress with a rolled, because it looks like a bed sheet. It looks like us
toga.
Little f***s making a dress in our rooms out of our sheet when we were little. Like that's what it gives. Where like this is different. Like
I loved doing
that. Of course.
But this is really, from head to toe, this is by far my favorite look of
with
the
slit.
Night.
It's perfect. It's perfect. Yeah.
All right, so that is another episode of Beautiful and Bothered. We hope you enjoyed that. So comment down below which one of these looks was your favorite. Zendaya was by far my favorite look. That makeup, I need to look up who did her makeup.
Absolutely. I got to give it, I think the best of the night, Zendaya, Florence Pugh.
Zendaya really, she really, really did it for me. So I am like fully,
Emily Blunt and Devon Joy Randolph.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely comment down below who was your favorite of the night. And if you want to see the SAG
SAGs
Awards.
And the Vanity Fair.
And the Vanity Fair after party. I started seeing some of those looks and I was like, I was getting excited.
Stop. Tell people what your lip is because we can't answer it in the comments.
So my
We have
lip,
to remember to start doing that.
My lip. So my lip is actually weird.
Oh, weird.
So it's the Moira Purple Retractable Eyeliner in purple, I think it's just called. Yeah. And then the 80s Me Give Beauty Lipstick, traditional lipstick.
Yeah.
80s Me, it's like a purple raspberry. And then it's the She Glam Click Up Stick, Clicky Sticky Lipstick Glossy Bombs.
In Spring Fever.
Ew.
yeah.
So that is, yeah, the trio of the lip today. And I am just all into these lip reveals, as you all have now
Girl,
coined them.
So I know.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of Beautiful and Bothered. Make sure you subscribe to the official YouTube channel to get your video episodes one day early. And make sure you subscribe to our, make sure you subscribe to Spotify and Apple Podcasts, where you can get your episodes on the normal fucking day it streams.
Perfect. That works.
Oh my god, and make sure you leave us a 5-star review, because that really helps on those platforms. What else, girl?
I think
wherever
it.
You are, we hope you're happy, safe, and healthy.
And remember, you are beautiful.
Ah, that was weird.
I hope you like the new set. See you next week.